Joshua approached the city of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man facing him with sword in hand. Joshua went up to him and asked him, "Are you friend or foe?" "Neither one," he replied. "I am commander of the Lord's army." At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. "I am at your command," Joshua said. "What do you want your servant to do?" The commander of the Lord's army off your sandals, for you are on holy ground. Take off your feet. Take off your sandals, for you are on holy ground. Do you remember when this was said before? It was when Moses was at the burning bush. And so we see here that once again, God was appearing to one of his leaders, just as he had appeared to Moses. Joshua, take off your sandals, for you are on holy ground. You are in the presence of the Lord God Almighty, and you will receive the instructions that you need in order to be able to plan this attack against this impossible city to overcome. As we've seen in these verses of Scripture, the people of Jericho, they knew that the people of Israel, the army of Israel, was coming toward them. And so they shut themselves up tightly in the city. No one could go out. No one could come in. They probably thought that they were safe behind their enormous walls. The city of Jericho is one of the oldest cities. Some people say it is the oldest city in the world. It was, they say, a couple of thousand years old by the time of Joshua. At that time, it was 12 acres in size, and it was a walled city. It was a fortress city. It had lower walls and upper walls. Scholars say that the walls were at least 25 feet high. Some say that maybe some of the walls were even 50 feet high, and they were 20 feet thick. For any army to penetrate, these walls would be next to impossible. And this was the impossible situation that the army of Israel was facing. But Joshua had a promise from the Lord, and if you look at Joshua chapter 2, Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2, this is what the Lord said. He said, Joshua, I have given you Jericho and its kings and its mighty warriors. Joshua, all you and your army need to do is to go in and take the city. So is Joshua and the army and the priests approached this massively walled city. They trusted the Lord. They trusted that he would give them complete victory. And in obedient faith, they marched toward the city with what seemed to be a crazy battle plan. Instead of taking the city by force, they would take the shout like you haven't shouted before. The Lord has given you.